From the South African or Boer War to present-day missions, Canada's brave men and women have served our nation with distinction and honor. In our times of greatest need, they step forward, their strongest weapon, a firm belief in peace and security around the world. They left their villages and cities, their farms and fishing communities to make a difference, and they have. On Remembrance Day and in the weeks surrounding it, Canadians remember our men and women in uniform, both past and present. Some Canadians do so in creative ways. Those include, but often extend, far past the traditional laying of wreaths at the local Remembrance Day service. Remembering means something powerfully moving for Amanda Thompson Margetts, a Yorkton-raised teacher and the granddaughter of a local World War II veteran, John Propp. In her first year of teaching, she told her grade 4 students about her grandfather's story. Then she suggested they write a thank you letter to a veteran. The children, however, told their teacher they didn't know any veterans. "May we," someone asked, "write a letter to your grandpa?" Their simple and profound letters decorated the classroom walls and eventually were compiled into a charming, spiral-bound booklet titled "Dear Miss Thompson's Grandpa." Hundreds of copies were distributed to veterans and their families, not only in our constituency and throughout the prairies, but as far away as Toronto's Sunnybrook Hospital, delivered there by singer John McDermott, a passionate veterans advocate. Those children and their teacher are vivid examples of what it means to make Remembrance Day more than something you feel. Make it something you do. That slogan, used by the Department of Veterans Affairs, is the mission of their Facebook page, Canada Remembers. For the month prior to Remembrance Day, the department has made practical daily suggestions of ways to remember the members of our military, past and present. Each day includes a different challenge, or several. Day one begins with: hear a story, share a story, invite a veteran or Canadian Armed Forces member to speak to your class or workplace. Day two lists two challenges: organize a candlelight tribute ceremony to remember those who died in Canada's wars, and show you remember families who sacrificed sons, daughters, mothers, or fathers to defend Canada with a share. Day three includes be a pen pal. Write to a Canadian Armed Forces member posted in Canada or overseas. If you're a Facebook visitor, click over to the Canada Remembers page. Take time to scroll through the many comments and ideas for acts of remembrance. The stories, photos, and links will both fascinate you and deepen your understanding of and appreciation for the great men and women who served and have served Canada in times of war and peace. How much time have you spent making sure our men and women of the forces know how much you value them? This year, I encourage us all to step beyond our usual Remembrance Day habits. Let's make this vital day something we both feel and do together. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.